Reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 13th chapter, the first 9 verses. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." Or those 18 who died when the Sower and Siloam fell on them, do not think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone, and for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." This is the word of the Lord. This passage has been fun to read, as it seems to be divided in two, yet both on the same topic of suffering and sin. In the Old Testament, often suffering was tied to having done something sinful. This was tied to individuals and to nations. We think of Job for the individual and Israel for the nation in our first look at things. Jesus has much to say on the topic of sin and suffering. Initially, the two parts of our passage did not seem to fit together, so we shall address them separately first, then see how they really might fit together. We do know from the references that one time Pilate had wanted to build a new and improved water supply for Jerusalem. This was not a bad idea, but he was going to use monies for the temple for the project. Of course, temple monies were God's monies, and the Galileans seriously objected to what they considered raiding the temple for what they felt was a project that should have been paid for by Pilate and by the Roman taxes. The Galileans were very riled up about the use of the temple money. The Galileans, in the meantime, had a special time that they were using on a special day. And what they were doing is they were sacrificing animals to God. This was in the Old Testament, one of the ways of honoring God. So it appears that Pilate had sent his soldiers to somehow or another make sure that they would scatter the Galileans who had disobeyed him. The Galileans were really so against this raid of the temple money that they did not want any of Pilate's army near them. So Pilate had his soldiers dress up in cloaks and scatter themselves within the Galilean crowd as they were sacrificing to God. Soon the cloaks were taken off, and the soldiers went even further than Pilate had told them to do. Several of the Galileans were killed, and their blood was mixed with the blood of the sacrificial animals. This was clearly against the Jewish rules. This made the Galileans even more mad. when Jesus was told this story, he was very mad at the Galileans for getting so excited. Jesus was irritated because the Galileans thought those who were killed by the soldiers were the sinful people, while Jesus said that those killed were just part of the group that had been riled up by Pilate. All of those who were irritated were just as guilty as those who were killed. Jesus said all of those who were irritated need to repent of their sin. Sin was related to suffering, so they needed to repent of their sin so that they would not suffer, and so that their country and their countrymen would not suffer. He was not excusing Pilate, but clearly stated that those who so quickly went to provoking Pilate were themselves sinners, not just those who died. The Tower of Siloam incident may have been related to the mixing of blood by the Galileans. This tower may have been a part of the new water supply for Jerusalem. The tower fell down and killed 18 workers as they were trying to build it. The Jews thought that their workers were killed because they had agreed to work on the project, which was paid for by the temple money. Jesus did not want the temple money used, but he did not want to blame the 18 people, and only the 18 people who were killed, who would have been sinned, or who would have sinned. He said that all of those involved in the incident were just as guilty and needed to repent. All of those who dwelled in Jerusalem should repent, not just the 18 who were killed. In both incidents, Jesus said that it was the whole group who needed to repent. In this case, and in our world, it could be nations or political groups or any group which has seriously been irritated in the wrong way, which would need to calm down. None of us are free of such things. Sometimes we need to see what our new world needs and try to make it happen. We may think of many ways in which God's earth should be protected. Think of just a few: the environment, climate change, nuclear armaments, actions of dictators, people starving, and many more. Jesus is not saying that we should not properly play a role, only that groups of people should choose good ways to work for good. If we choose the wrong way, we can be guilty of sin. Now, let us look at what we call the parable of the fig tree. It is the one we think of many times, and it's a very good parable. Sure, the landowner had a fig tree, in amongst several other kinds of trees, and it was in land that was not very fertile. So some of the trees did not grow well. The fig tree was planted 3 years ago. Fig trees should now show figs, but show them in year three, and it was year three. The landowner and his keeper of the vineyard were looking at the trees in the area. They came to this tree, and it did not have figs in year three. So the owner asked the keeper to remove it, for it was taking water and nutrients from other trees. The keeper said that he would fertilize it more this year if the owner would let it grow for the additional year. Then, if it still had no fruit, the keeper would indeed remove it. We humans are fig trees. God asks that we mature to be good people. Yes, God is willing to give us a second chance if we show progress toward his goals. Perhaps he would even give us three or more times. Eventually, we are beyond hope, and that is the final chance. William Berkeley ties these two passages together in a section called Suffering and Sin, and then the Gospel of the Second Chance. It's a good title. The first half of our reading talks about nations, or perhaps groups within nations, in today's world. It's not wrong to have a good priority for a group. We have many of them and feel deeply for them. The sin is not in having good priorities. The sin is using wrong techniques to spread that priority. We often have good intentions, but do not know how to fully study the problem with good data and a keen eye before presenting it to our population and our governments. Clearly, we need to have this look at our ideas, not presenting them until they are fully investigated. There are wrongly done proposals by nations and groups. This is sin. The fig tree is a different look at suffering and sin. This is suffering by the individual. In our look at readings many years ago, people put suffering with actions of the individual as well as those of the nations. Jesus is saying that the individual is part of a nation, but is not fully responsible for the actions of that nation. In times of war, we have sometimes placed the blame on every individual when most individuals had no control over the actions of the nation. Jesus is saying that each of us is given one or more additional chances when we have done wrong. We are not matured quite in the way we should be. Jesus died that we could be forgiven. That was God's plan. We have benefited from this many times. We should also look at a poor understanding of sin and suffering. We do suffer from illnesses over which we have no control. This is not the result of individual sin necessarily. Indeed, we're trying to control things which help keep illnesses away and help with the suffering if we do get sick. That's a good action. Yes, there is suffering from things we can cure. By eating and exercising right and avoiding actions which will bring about suffering. But most of our illnesses are not a fault of what we have done as individuals. From our passage, we learn suffering from sin is more likely to be associated with nations and groups rather than individuals. We can work to help study things in the right way so that we do not rile up a group for a poor cause or in the wrong ways. Suffering of individuals is not usually from a sin of what that individual causes if we try to live a proper life. We should continue to pray that our research will help find the causes and treatments for illnesses. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we do pray today that we have listened. We do pray that living in countries where we have a choice and a voice will allow us to help in the proper ways, help with individuals and help with nations and groups, help in ways in which we will make sure that suffering is not usually from a sin of what an individual causes if we try to live a proper life. But we should continue to pray that our research will find the causes and treatments of illnesses. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.